You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Each week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Venba. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show and join in on the conversation by finding us on Twitter, Threads, or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Each week, I start the show with some positive vibes, a special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a bit more welcoming and spread some joy. This week's positive vibes are going out to Marty Estes. I've known Marty for quite a few years. I think we started our podcasting journey roughly at about the same time. He as part of the long-running Nintendo Dads podcast. He's always been a cool guy anytime I've had the pleasure of interacting with him online. And he's just a genuinely good, classy dude. But I'm not giving him these positive vibes because of our podcasting history. It's because last week he posted a picture of an abomination of a dessert that he, let's say, dared someone to make. And it was a Fruity Pebbles cheesecake. And yes, I did make it last weekend. And yes, it's just as horrifically awesome as you'd expect it to be. To be honest, I'm not really like a big sweets guy, so I took like two bites and I was done. But my kid, huge fan, loved it. So on her behalf, I'm sending along my thanks and positive vibes to Marty. Thank you, sir. And feel free to send over any other recipes that you come across. I really don't like the term foodie. It sounds pretentious and snobbish, but I do have a great love for food. Going to a new restaurant and experiencing the food of a great chef has the same thrill to me that others find in seeing a musician they love in concert. I also really love cooking at home for my family. Most weekends, my wife and I will pour through our stacks of cookbooks looking for something that we've never made before or maybe an old family favorite to make that weekend. And that experience of trying something new and enjoying it with the kids is something special to us. Many families share that same joy, and that story of how food can connect us and create these lifelong memories is at the heart of Venba, a narrative cooking game from developer Visai Games. The game tells the story of an Indian family who moved to Canada in the 1980s to try and make a better life for their son. Told over the course of several years, you'll see how they struggle to build this new life in a foreign country, trying to strike a balance between acclimating to the Western ways of their new home while also staying true to their Tamil culture. Apologies if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. It's especially difficult for their son, who is afraid to even bring his homemade lunches to school for fear of how the other kids might react to the meals that his mom makes. As the story of the family is told, each chapter in the game introduces a new recipe. When they moved to Canada, Venba brought along her mother's worn and weathered old cookbook, filled with the recipes of her childhood, which she tries to recreate for her family. Much of the pages are stained and worn away, though, so they're hard to read, and she relies on memory and intuition to recreate the dishes. These cooking segments are where the gameplay segments come in. You'll be given a collection of ingredients and the cooking utensils and equipment needed to make them, and a few hints as to what order things might go in or how to go about making them. The cooking itself isn't that complicated. You're mostly clicking and dragging ingredients to where they need to go, from a cutting board to a bowl to the pot and so on. And there isn't any real punishment if you get something wrong, other than having to start that recipe over again. But it's not about the difficulty with this game. It's really just about telling this story of this family through food. And the food that a family cooks and eats together can be a big part of who we are. And I think this is especially true of a lot of immigrant families. Their food is a big part of holding on to the traditions and culture from back home. And that really comes across here as Venba tries to get her son to not only eat their traditional meals, but also to appreciate why they're so important. I also have to say that even though I've only got a little bit of experience with Indian cuisine, I was unfamiliar with these dishes in the game, but they all seemed really good and they looked delicious and kind of made me want to search them out and see if I could find them. The story of Venba and her family is heartfelt, and you could tell that this was a personal story for the developer. You can really feel it in every bit of this game. The visuals are simple and cartoonish, but they're very well done, and the music is really fantastic in the game. If I had to pick out a couple of quibbles, it would be that I do think that the game would have benefited greatly from being voice acted. You know, there's not a ton of dialogue, and I just think that having voice work in there really would have taken the presentation up a notch. Also, and you may differ on how much this means to you, but the game is quite short. I finished it in just about an hour. So, you know, I, for one, I like shorter games. I appreciate shorter games, you know, but 1 hour is, that's pretty brief. It's almost like it feels a little bit more like the video game equivalent of one of those Pixar short films that come on before the feature, you know. But the game, you know, it's only $15. It's also available on Game Pass, so I personally think that it's worth it, whether, you know, whichever way you would play it. But, you know, it is short enough that I think it's worth mentioning. Venba is a sincere look at a family struggling to adapt to a new life far from home. And for fans of narrative indie games or cooking games, this is going to be time well spent. In an age when so much attention is being paid to big, giant, expensive AAA blockbuster games, it's so great to see small, more personal passion projects being created, and I hope we get to see more games like this in the future. I've mentioned before on the show that I deal with chronic pain issues, And for the last few months, my pain has been really giving me the business. So I decided recently to ask my doctor what he thought about getting a prescription for medical marijuana. I've read some studies that it has shown great results for people with my condition. Well, my doctor said he really didn't have any experience with that, so he couldn't really recommend it, but he did say that I could try CBD gummies. Well, I'm up to trying anything to help. So when I was at that Starcade arcade that I spoke about last week, I bought some gummies from a vendor there. He filled me in a little bit about them, you know, told me about how they work and how they don't contain any THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. So it's perfectly fine to use, not going to get high. So that night, you know, I was pretty sore from, you know, playing a bunch of arcade games. And so I took half of a gummy, which is the dosage that he recommended that I take to start things off. Now listen, I was never really much of a pot smoker. I've smoked on occasion throughout the years, hanging out with some friends and whatnot, but I never really liked how it made me feel, and I haven't smoked since my kids were born. You know, I got weird and paranoid, and it just didn't quite agree with me, which is maybe why that gummy made me feel like I was Miguel Ferrer in RoboCop. You know, about an hour after taking it, the room was spinning, and so much so that I could barely make it to the bedroom without falling on my face. I got there and I just laid down, and I couldn't even move to take off my glasses before going to sleep and setting them on the dresser. I just had to lay there with my eyes closed while the room spun. For God's sakes, it was only half of a gummy. I wasn't on a coke bender. I don't know why it had this effect on me that it did, but you know, I tried it the next night just to make sure I wasn't crazy, and I got the exact same results. So CBD gummies, not really my thing. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest, and don't forget, you can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed the show, you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow us on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So until next time, be well and keep playing. And don't do drugs.